us about your documentary, Tab Hunter Confidential, that was based on your best-selling book.
Well, I did the book. I was a little hesitant about doing that, and then I thought, well, look, you know, Alan said someone was going to be doing a book, and he said, I think you should do one, so I thought, okay, get it from the horse's mouth, not from some horse's ass after I'm dead and gone, because people always want to write about you when you're dead and gone. They never knew you and put their own spin on your life. So I figured, look, that's the journey, so we did it. And I was thrilled at the way it came out. And then Alan said, after seeing Jeffrey Schwartz's documentary on Divine, he said, I want to do a documentary on the book, and I think I should hire Jeffrey and ask him if he'd like to be director of it and editor. So then that came about, and we did the documentary.
I thought it was really an amazing documentary, especially because you did the entire narrative.
Well, you know, we're all on a journey. And that's what it was. That's my journey. Take it or leave it. That was it. I mean, unfortunately, we couldn't put everything in there. There's only so much you can do in the amount of time. I'm sorry we didn't get into the Tennessee Williams play on Broadway with Tallulah Bankhead, you know, because that was an interesting time and certainly a lot of weird goings on with that. But I thoroughly enjoyed doing it. I'm seeing old friends I hadn't seen in ages. And then I was thrilled that Alan had all of that memorabilia and was able to put all of that into it, because I never kept any of that stuff.
You know, with LGBT equality, what would you like to see happen for LGBT equality over the next few years?
I think the word you just hit on is very important, equality. That's it. That's what it's all about. We have to go from there.
What do you think about all this religious freedom backlash that we've been dealing with?
Well, everyone has their own thoughts on that. Religion is a very important part of my life. A lot of people like to sweep it under the carpet. I can't do that because it's a very, very important part of my life. It has been for many years. But people, you know, to thine own self be true is major.
You know, treat people as you want to be treated.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, the other thing that I wanted to talk to you about, LGBTQ teens are having such a difficult time now, and they're 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and numerous teens continue to take their own lives after facing bullying incidents, and someone like yourself, what advice would you have for these kids?
Well, you know, I'm not a good one at advice, but I have to tell you a story that's really interesting. Years ago, I was doing a television show with Geraldine Page, who was a brilliant actress. And I said, God, you know, Jerry, the press, they love you, and they just hate my guts. They just are despicable to me, and I feel terrible about this. She grabbed hold of my arm and said, remember this, Tab. If people don't like you, that's their bad taste. I thought, whoa, that's powerful. I'm going to apply that to my life. And furthermore, I pass that on to every person I know, particularly a lot of young people, because they don't have that support and guidance while they're growing up. A lot of parents are very out there, I want to be your friend. That's a bunch of bullshit. You know, there are parents. Be parents. There is a yes, there is a no. There's a right, there's a wrong. You've got to teach this, and you've got to have that. And I was very, very fortunate to have a strong but religious German mother. And that was important. And I think we need boundaries in our lives. And today there just doesn't seem to be a lot of boundaries. But young people have to go forward as best they can and give a lot of thought to their development mentally, physically, and spiritually.
It's amazing. I forgot you did that play with Geraldine Page. I used to be good friends with Rip Torn years ago.
Oh, really? Oh, God, he was so wonderful.
One of my mentors is Carol Lindley, the actress Carol Lindley.
Oh, yeah.
She lived downstairs from me when I lived in New York City, and her mentor was Fred Astaire.
She had good taste, too. When I think of the three top actors I've worked with that have made the most impact, they were Fred Astaire, Van Heflin, and Gary Cooper.
Wow. You've had such a life, and I'm so glad that you did this movie because it really helps a lot of young kids.
Well, you know, Charlotte, I'm really pleased that you are, because Alan was the one who talked me into it, and he's an amazing person. It's all about the journey that we're on, and we can't be negative about it. We've got to go forward, and, you know, there's so much out there for us, you know?
What other projects are you working on? Are you still involved with your horses and everything?
Oh, I'm on my way out to the barn to see my baby. I should have been passing out cigars last year when my mare had her filly, a gorgeous filly. No, I still have the horses. I've been very involved with them. They were my touch of reality in that unrealistic world of Hollywood. And I was involved with the horses way before I got in films, and I'm still involved with them. I love them very much.
Do you still show them and everything?
I don't show anymore. I think the last time I showed was at Upperville, Virginia. I was 80 years old, and I showed there. You know, I used to show hunters and jumpers a lot. Now I spend my time mucking out and grooming them and giving riding clinics, you know, to a few friends. And that's the fun of it for me. But I'm very involved. I go to the barn almost every day.
Is there something special that you feel that you haven't done that you want to accomplish?
The wonderful thing about life is you just kind of go along and accept things as they are, not as you want them to be. I think often we want too much, and I think our wants are going to get us fat mentally, physically, and spiritually. So just go along with the flow of things and try to grow from it. It's all about communication, this journey that we're on, and I want to keep communicating until my last breath, God willing. And I think that's a good thing for all of us to be aware of.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Accept things as they are, as best I possibly can.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Years and years ago, when I stopped going to church, and I felt that I was a miserable son of a gun, and I just felt terrible about myself as a person, I met a woman on an airplane. I've never forgotten her. And I was flying someplace, and it was her first flight, and we were talking, and she was like an angel. And she gave me a little expression that I've never forgotten. And I wrote it down immediately, and it said, "I am a place where God shines through. God and I are one, not two. If I relax and just be free, he will reveal himself through me." And I thought, whoa, that's powerful. I've never forgotten that. So if there were a mantra, I would say that would probably be it. You know, we're all on this journey. You know, make it a good journey for yourself. Don't look at it somewhere under the pile of crap. I do believe there is a pony. Go for it.